quarantine for 2 weeks if they want to go to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Governors of the northeastern neighboring states made the announcement Wednesday in order to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. The order applies to residents of Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah, all of which have reported a rising number of new cases in recent weeks. The tri-state quarantine mandate was issued the same day the United States reported more than 36,000 new COVID-19 infections. That's the highest one-day number of new cases since late April. The United States leads the world in both total number of infections and deaths, with more than 2.3 million cases and nearly 122,000 deaths as of early Thursday. That, according to data from Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center, Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for COVID-19, with the regional death toll surpassing 100,000, with more than half, 54,000, in Brazil. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the number of coronavirus cases throughout the world could reach 10 million next week, a sharp increase from 9.3 million cases. Senegalese President Macky Sall will self-quarantine after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. The president's office issued a statement late Wednesday saying the move is a precaution on the advice of doctors, and the president did test negative for the virus. So far, Senegal has confirmed more than 6,100 coronavirus cases and 93 deaths. This is VOA News. Wall Street main indexes opened lower on Thursday following their worst day in 2 weeks. This as investors were unnerved.